Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Thursday, July 25th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows this year's statewide races for Wisconsin Supreme Court and state school superintendent cost an estimated $3.3 million. Last April's spring election saw incumbent Justice Pat Rogenczak win a second 10-year term on the High Court, defeating Marquette Law School professor Ed Falone. In the state school chief's race, incumbent Tony Evers defeated GOP Assembly Representative Don Pridemore for a second 4-year term. With us to talk about the races, the candidates, and the outside groups that got involved in the contest is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, could you break down that $3.3 million spending figure for us on how much was spent by the candidates and the groups, and how much did each of those races cost?
Well, the most expensive of the two was the state Supreme Court race, about $2.2 million in overall spending there. Outside interest groups outspent the candidates. About $1 million, just a hair over $1 million, was spent in the state school superintendent's race. Almost $600,000 of that was spent by the state teachers union. So again, an interest group outspent the candidates in that race. So overall, what we saw was most of the money on the side of the incumbents. Now, these races are technically nonpartisan, but they're nonpartisan in name only. Clearly, Pat Rogenczak is the candidate on the Republican side for Supreme Court. She was the incumbent. Most of the money was on her side. In fact, Rogenczak and her supporters spent more than three times as much money as Ed Falone's forces. Similarly, the incumbent advantage was really pronounced on the state school superintendent's race. But there, you've got Tony Evers, who's really on the Democratic side. And he and his allies spent four times as much as his opponent, Don Pridemore, who's a Republican state representative. So interestingly, in one race, you have the Republicans with a commanding advantage financially. In the other race, the Democrats had a commanding advantage. But in both cases, it was on behalf of the incumbent. So we saw really lopsided spending in favor of the person already in office, and we saw the outside interest groups actually outspending the candidates in both races.
So the Supreme Court race topped $2.2 million. That doesn't seem like a lot of money, given the record spent on a high court race was nearly three times that.
It goes to show just how much our concept of normal has changed since 2007. Wisconsin's been electing Supreme Court justices for over 150 years, and for a century and a half, those were remarkably inexpensive elections. And in fact, before 2007, the record, the most we'd ever seen spent in a Supreme Court race, was $1.4 million. That was back in 1999. But in 2007, we saw an explosion. We saw Supreme Court elections starting to be turned into auctions. We saw $5.8 million spent in 2007, $6 million in 2008. We've seen another $5 million raise in more recent years. So in comparison to some of these recent auctions that we've had, the $2.2 million spent on this year's Supreme Court race does pale in comparison. But compared to pre-2007 spending, it was actually a very expensive race.
So the groups outspent the candidates. Is this a pretty common trend in Wisconsin statewide or legislative elections, and why is that?
We're seeing it more and more all the time. And, you know, it's not something that happens in every election, but it tends to happen in the really hotly contested, very competitive elections for state legislature. And you see it for some statewide offices, including these two races, where the outside interest groups actually did most of the campaign advertising. They spent most of the money. And, you know, I think this is a phenomenon that's been growing for quite a few years. It certainly was assisted greatly, of course, by the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Citizens United case. In Citizens United, the nation's high court said that outside interest groups can spend as much as they want. There can be no limit placed on that interest group spending. That has led to an explosion of interest group spending here in Wisconsin and across the nation. And it's led to more and more hijacked elections where the candidates almost become bystanders in their own election. And you've got actually outside special interest groups doing most of the campaign advertising, delivering most of the messages to voters who are trying to make up their minds in those elections.
What were the top outside spending groups in these races? You know, who are they? How much did they spend? And what did they spend it on?
Well, I mentioned already in the superintendent's race, the big spender was the State Teachers Union, Wisconsin Education Association Council, spent close to $600,000 in a million-dollar race. So they were the dominant spender. You know, the money goes for television and radio ads primarily. Other forms of campaigning to a certain extent, TV is the big driving force. In the state Supreme Court election, there were two dominant outside interest groups spending. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which is the state's biggest business group, spent an estimated $500,000 on behalf of Pat Robinsack, the incumbent justice. And then Club for Growth Wisconsin, which is a conservative group, spent an estimated $350,000. Those groups were spending, again, on television and radio ads, in this case supporting Robinsack. We, on the other hand, supported Tony Evers in the school superintendent's race. So the big interest group money came down in favor of the current office holder in both races. But again, as I mentioned before, it was all on one side in one race, and it was all on the other side in the other race.
And to a certain extent, WEAC, WMC, Club for Growth are kind of usual suspects, right?
We've seen them heavily involved in a lot of state elections. Traditionally, WMC and WEAC were the proverbial 800-pound gorillas of Wisconsin politics, and they would often be one and two on the list of outside interest group spenders. In more recent years, we're seeing them joined by out-of-state groups that have a national profile and are trying to influence elections nationally. Club for Growth is a great example. They've got this arm operating here in Wisconsin, but Club for Growth is a national group. Americans for Prosperity, the National Governors Associations on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans. A lot of these are Washington, D.C.-based groups or groups based around the country, and they're coming into Wisconsin and spending heavily. So in very recent years, we've even seen state groups like the State Teachers Union or the State Chamber of Commerce passed up by some of these national groups that are coming in and spending astonishing sums to influence Wisconsin elections. So there's a lot more outside interference than we used to have.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about spending in last spring's statewide races, please check out the July 25th report on the Democracy Campaign website. And for more information about the outside special interests that influence those elections, please go to the Democracy Campaign's Hijacking Campaign 2013 feature on its website. Thanks for listening.